The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio, Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning, sports fans, and welcome to Dorf on Sports, right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Wow, that's all I can say is wow. March Madness has been unbelievable. Almost saw Kentucky go down. Would have been unbelievable. Would have been fantastic. I know there's a lot of people that want to see that record. But I'm one of those people that like to see records broken. And I like to see people stopped when they are supposed to be unstoppable. Notre Dame fell very, very short. Just short. Just shy of getting it done. Unbelievable game. Unbelievable how March Madness has been so far. Just great stuff. You can't ask for anything better than that. Got to welcome in my tag team partner in crime, Jeff Rich. Jeff, how you doing, man?
Hey, good morning, Dorf. I am happy that we live in a world where for at least a few minutes on Saturday night, we believe that a Kentucky basketball team could lose, and that's a good place to be.
Yeah, I mean, look, Notre Dame had those guys on the ropes, that's for sure. They played them well. They were shooting the lights out. You got to be able to extend that Kentucky defense for sure. They were able to do it, almost pulled it off. So it was beautiful. It was fun to watch, and you know what? There'll be more, and that's the thing I love most about it, is there will be more, people. More March Madness still to come. We got the Final Four right around the corner, so keep it close. A lot going on in the sports world. There's other things happening, too. Obviously, baseball in full effect almost here with opening day very close. NBA playoffs, some jockeying for position still about, but a lot of things happening. It is Dorf on Sports, and you're hanging out right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. We'll be right back in just a few. Keep it close, everybody.
Not all barbecues are the same. Not all guitar licks are the same. Not all motor oils are the same either. Valvoline Full Synthetic High Mileage with Max Life Technology actually is different. It's the superior protection of synthetic for cars over 75,000 miles. But don't just believe us. See for yourself at seeadifference.com. Valvoline, 140 years under the hood.
Hi there. I need to save money on business phone service.
Tired of the monkey business? Easy Office Phone is serious when it comes to business communications. Custom built for your needs, Easy Office Phone is full-featured, including North American calling. Save up to 80% on initial setup costs. Plus, for a limited time, get the first month of phone service and 3 months of video conferencing free when you purchase select Panasonic phones. Start saving today at EasyOfficePhone.com. That's EasyOfficePhone.com. No more monkey business.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
My joints used to kill me.
I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you've tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
All righty, welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports. You're hanging out right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Got my man Jeff Rich hanging out with me as always. You can get us in a few different ways. 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. Hit us up on Twitter at @ByJeffRich or at Dorf on Sports. And follow Sports Byline at Sports Byline USA. Again, so much happening in the sports world. Always things going on. But this March Madness tournament has been really good. I got to give it a 3 stars, a thumbs up, whatever you want to call it, a gold star, if you will. But it has been just phenomenal. Watching kids run up and down the floor and battling the way that Notre Dame almost was able to take down Kentucky was pretty fun to watch. I got to admit it. It really was. I thought, Jeff, like you, I thought Notre Dame had a shot the whole way through. I never felt like Kentucky was that much better. I felt like Notre Dame had a great shot to win from start to finish. I really did. That August kid had an unbelievable game. And he was the guy that I thought had to have a very, very good game for them to play and be able to stay with Kentucky. Did not disappoint me whatsoever, Jeff.
No, not at all. I thought that he upped his NBA resume with his play in the regional final. Notre Dame as a whole, they played really well for about 38 minutes, and then they stopped playing Kentucky and they started playing Father Time. And when you stop playing your game and you try to switch it up, you lose your rhythm a lot. And it's not that they played poorly down the stretch; they just didn't play as well. And Kentucky's talent just turned it on. I thought Kentucky, for their talent level, played a below-average game for about 38 minutes, and then they played their best game for about 120 seconds, and that's all they needed to overcome the 6-point deficit. They kept finding themselves in throughout the night, and I think that they just turned it on. That Carl Anthony Towns enforced his will down the stretch, and maybe Kentucky got the benefit of a controversial block slash charge call, but in any event, Kentucky gets to the line. Harrison sinks his free throws, and for having 6 seconds left on the clock, I know they didn't have any timeouts, but you got to get a better shot than that if you're Grant.
Yeah, and you can't run into a corner. I think that was the biggest mistake by Grant. But again, we got to give Kentucky a lot of credit. They never seem to get raffled or in a spot where they're uncomfortable. Even when they're down 6 points, like you were talking late in that ball game, you don't see panic on these guys. And I think to me that's what's most impressive. Yeah, you've had the Harrison twin guys who've been there before, but a lot of these kids haven't been there, and it's very impressive to see them go out there with the poise that they have, the character, the control, the charisma, whatever you want to call it. They go out there and they just battle and battle and battle, and they don't think about the score until the end. I know we have a caller, Chris. We'll get to you in just a moment, so just hang tight. A couple of things that we just want to get out there first, and if we don't get to you, we will definitely bring you back in the next segment. So just hang tight. We will get to you in just a moment. Again, we encourage callers, 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits, so callers keep coming, but Chris, hang on. We will get to you in just a moment. Go ahead, Jeff.
Oh, so, as far as Kentucky moves on, I think that Kentucky's got quite the challenge facing them in the national semifinal with a Big Ten team again looking to knock the SEC off their pedestal. You know, I know that it's completely apples and oranges, or apples to dumb trucks, as I like to say. But you know, it's funny watching this. You know, the two major sports watching these major conferences battle it out. So, you know, now that we've got the playoff system in football, it's fun to watch. You know, the mid majors are all gone. We're going to see, you know, we're going to see Power 5 versus Power 5 and Power 5 versus Power 5. So I look forward to it. But, you know, I really got to compliment Wisconsin on the way that they were just able to keep fending off Arizona's comebacks on Saturday afternoon in Los Angeles. I thought that the, I thought that the Badgers really demonstrated their might as a number one seed. I didn't think that they were going to be a number one seed, and I think that they really strutted their stuff through the first four games here.
Look, Wisconsin has been phenomenal. Bo Ryan is a great coach. We all know that. But I'll tell you who's really, really come to the party and shown up well is Sam Dekker. Man, this kid is you talk about stock going up in the NBA. His stock has got to be going off the charts in the NBA at this point. You know, back-to-back games where he's had career highs yesterday and Saturday's game, whatever it was, just a way that he went out there and played and battled and was hoisting up three-point balls, three-point shot after three-point shot and making them. Sam Dekker played a phenomenal basketball game for the Wisconsin Badgers, and you know what? They're more than just Frank the Tank, man. They got a few guys that can play. Good to see Jackson back out there after not playing for 19 games. So many great stories about this Wisconsin team when you really think about it, Jeff. And yeah, I'm a Wisconsin guy. I don't want to sound like a homer, but back-to-back Final Fours for Bro Ryan in Wisconsin. Are you kidding me, to be honest with you? We're talking about a small-time program that somehow is up there with the big boys. I mean, it's very impressive when you really think about what Bo Ryan is able to do year after year with these guys from Wisconsin. He doesn't get the greatest talent, but he gets guys that buy into his system and know how to play team basketball, maybe better than anybody in the all of college basketball. They do a couple of things really well. They don't foul, and they knock down shots. I mean, those are two good formulas for having a great success for anybody, to be honest with you. But the Wisconsin Badgers, Bo Ryan, it's a lot about the system more than anything, Jeff. And these kids buy into what Bo Ryan is selling, and it shows, because back-to-back Final Fours, very impressive from the Wisconsin Badgers, man.
You know, with all the turnover going on in the football department, it's good to see that Bo Ryan makes Barry Alvarez's job as the athletic director very easy when it comes to basketball. I mean, he's your guy until he doesn't want to be your guy anymore. And it's like you said, it's not superstar. Though I think Dekker has, is a superstar in the making, to be certain. But it's about playing together, playing fundamental basketball, making your free throws down the stretch. You know, we've seen a John Calipari team lose a 15-point lead in a national championship game, but you know, from his team not making his free throws and his nonchalant attitude about it. So I definitely compliment Bo Ryan. And, you know, you mentioned you're a Wisconsin guy. Aaron Rodgers, I have no idea how, but stirred up some controversy with a CBS reporter over his access to the court. I'm not sure if you caught any wind of this. What are your thoughts on that?
Look, I mean, Aaron Rodgers is Aaron Rodgers. And you know what? If he has a little bit special access, he has special access, man. I mean, I think it's an honor when you have a guy like that wanting to watch your basketball team. You make it possible to do whatever you got to do to make him happy, I think. And, you know, we've seen it with other people before. He's not the first guy that is out there supporting his local team. And you know what? More power to him. Shows that he's a loyal guy when you really think about it. He's a California kid, but he's now in the great state of Wisconsin, man. He's the quarterback of the Green Bay Packers, and he's a fan of all the Wisconsin teams. I find that to be refreshing, to be honest with you, Jeff.
It is refreshing, and I got to say that this is a guy that's got a connection to the entire state through, you know, I mean, he's an ambassador.
Yeah.
And this isn't Jimmy Fallon and Drew Barrymore running on the field four seconds after the Red Sox win their first World Series in 86 years. And speaking of a long time between championship runs, it's amazing that they're in two straight, you know, the Badgers are in two straight Final Fours. I didn't think they'd ever been to one before, but I did look it up, and they've, you know, it had been since 1940. You know, they went from 1941 to 2014, and they're right back there, back in the Final Four in 2015. Just an amazing job.
Yeah, I mean, you got to give all the credit in the world to Bo Ryan. Guy's unbelievable. Kids play the system, and the results are unbelievable when you really think about it. Back-to-back Final Fours from the Wisconsin Badgers. Whoever would have thunk that, to be honest with you. Although they do have a lot of those kids from that team last year. But at the end of the day, man, we know how difficult it is. And this is super impressive. Back-to-back Final Fours from the Wisconsin Badgers and Bo Ryan. Hey, Chris, we'll get to you just real quick on the other side. So hang tight. It is Dorf on Sports, and you're listening to the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. We'll be right back in just a few.
We all know healthcare has changed drastically. It's quite the puzzle to sort through your options and find a health insurance plan that's affordable and maximizes your benefits. And you're now required by law to have health insurance or you may pay a tax penalty. So let the Health Markets Insurance Agency help you. They offer plans from over 120 different companies and can even help you obtain government subsidies. Let them do all the research for you and show you how affordable health insurance can be, a service that's at no extra cost to you. Call now and learn your options to find affordable health insurance. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242.
Health Markets Insurance Agency is a DBA or assumed name of InSphere Insurance Solutions, Inc., which is a licensed insurance agency in all 50 states and D.C. Not all agents are licensed to sell all products. Service availability varies by state.
Attention catheter users. Stop reusing dirty catheters. Catheters are now disposable. Recent changes in Medicare now allow patients up to 200 disposable catheters a month, all at little or no cost to you. We bill Medicare. Put an end to the mess and risk of infection by using old catheters. Just use a catheter once and throw it away. Eliminate trips to the pharmacy and insurance paperwork. Shipping is free. Receive a free catheter sample by calling and joining Medical Direct Club right now.
Call 1-800-399-9018 to receive your free catheter sample discreetly delivered right to your door. That's 1-800-399-9018. 1-800-399-9018. Call 1-800-399-9018 today.
Deductibles and copays apply. Free catheter samples require qualified membership. Sample will arrive with 90-day order.
Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
All righty, welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports. You're hanging out on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Got my man Jeff Rich. He's with me every week. You can to 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. Hit us up on Twitter at ByJeffRich. Excuse me, or at Dorf on Sports, and then follow us here at Sports Byline at Sports Byline USA. We're going to bring on Chris right now from Flagstaff. Chris, what's up? You got Jeff, you got the Dorf man. This is March Madness stuff. You can't beat it, can you, man?
Well, March Madness. Been very unpredictable, hence the name Madness.
Agree, man. What'd you think about Kentucky almost getting beat by Notre Dame? A very strong game from them. 2-point difference. Pretty close, man.
It killed me because I had Notre Dame in my Final Four. So that was the end of my bracket. Bye-bye.
Well, look, bye-bye, man, they fought as hard as they could. Obviously, Kentucky, we've talked about them a little bit. They show poise and character beyond their years, and they have a will to win like I haven't seen from other teams in a long, long time.
Yep. Speaking of a will to win, I don't know if you saw the end of the NAU-CIT quarterfinals game, but NAU was down by 5 points with 39 seconds left in the overtime. NAU came back and won the game by a point.
Look, man, that's why you got to fight till the end, and that's why you see these guys foul and create more opportunities and make these games a little bit longer. Jeff, I don't know about you and how you feel, but college basketball, that last minute can be super exciting. Obviously, in a game that's 3-4, 5-point difference, a lot can happen in a minute. We've seen it before, and that's why these guys play it out, isn't it, Jeff?
Well, I'm a Kent State guy, so that was a pretty bitter moment on Friday night up at the Sky Dome. But look, the game is very different in its first 39 minutes than it is in its last minute. Yeah, you know, you're playing between timeouts, especially in close games. You got to play at the line. You got to foul quick if you're down, and you got to rebound. And the pressure mounts. And NAU, congrats to the Lumberjacks for pulling it out.
Kent State's got a squad there, Jeff. NAU should have lost that game. Kent State was a good 3 inches bigger in every position.
Yeah, you know what, Mac basketball doesn't get a lot of attention, especially with Buffalo being one and done this year. But a lot of great coaches come through there. A lot of great players come through there too. And I think that the quality of basketball, throughout, especially with the mid majors, it's just a lot better now because you don't have these guys eyeing the NBA after 1 or 2 years.
That's a good point. Very good point. Anything else for us, Chris?
Yes, there's been a lot of upsets in the Miami Open. I know you're a tennis guy. Dominic Thiem, the 18-year-old from Sweden, knocked out Ernest Gulbis. And Feliciano Lopez lost very early as well.
Hey, man, again, look, it happens, dude. And look, here's the deal, man. Tennis is a tough game. They're all tough games, okay? Basketball, you got this ball you're trying to put in a hoop. Football, you got this ball you're trying to throw into people's arms or carry it into an end zone, however you want to slice it or dice it. And in tennis, man, it's about endurance. It's about hitting great shots. It's about outlasting your opponent. There's so many things going on there mentally, physically, emotionally that – you know what? It's tough to be at the top of your game all the time and whatever it is. And that's why you got to give Kentucky so much credit, man. They have everybody giving them their best shot every single time. But you know what? At the end of the day, these guys are 37, 38, no, whatever it is at this point. It's so impressive. You just sit there and you watch with a big stare and you're like, I can't believe what I'm watching. And that's why they go out and they play these games, man, because anytime you think you've seen it all, you haven't seen it all. And when you think you know what's going to happen, you don't know what's going to happen. So always think the unthinkable, to be honest with you, when it comes to sports and predicting. People make predictions all the time. We make them to be wrong, to be honest with you. I don't make predictions to be right. I make predictions to be wrong. Because I want to see certain things happen, and so do a lot of people. But at the end of the day, talent wins out. And sometimes, even if you are more talented, the other guy may just have your number that day. And in tennis, more often than not, if you're not able to impose your will, you're going to have a tough day. And that's what's happening right now with these top players going down. Sometimes those younger guys and those up-and-comers have to do it, Chris. And this is just their opportunity at this point, man.
Right, and then last but not least, the Rattlers started a successful season to the four-peat last night, winning 60-43. Nick Davila not missing a beat, 5 touchdown passes, no turnovers. So can the Rattlers four-peat is my question to you.
Absolutely, man. Why not? I mean, look, they've been such an unbelievable team in the Arena Football League for so long. We've had a lot of good tradition come out of here with Danny White and whatnot. I'll tell you what, if there's one thing we've got to hold on to here in Arizona, it's definitely the Arizona Rattlers, because they have success. They're a team that you can really get behind and support. And year after year, they're battling for championships. And that's what it's all about when it comes to sports. So we better hang on to the Arizona Rattlers here in Arizona, man.
Yes, sir. I'm with you. Well, you guys have a good day. And because I don't really care now about the March Madness, anybody but Kentucky makes me happy, I guess.
Hey, have a great day, man. Well said. And again, I'm with him, Jeff. I don't know about you, but I want to see Kentucky get beat. I don't want to see them win. I want to see them lose. I want to see somebody else knock off Goliath, one of these young up and coming teams, or a Wisconsin team that, you know what, has so been so battle tested. And I'll tell you what, man, I am so excited for the Final Four. I can't even tell you. It's going to be just awesome. Next week can't come quick enough. And speaking of can't coming quick enough, John Poulter, a professor of sports, now joining us. Sorry for the little wait, John. We'll probably keep you over a little bit in the next segment as well, if that doesn't bother you. But really appreciate you taking time out, as always. I know you're right in town, man, and I haven't even had a chance to call you. How you doing?
I'm doing well, thanks. Good morning, Andy. Good morning, Jeff. How are the two of you this morning?
You know, we're talking sports, man, and I honestly, it doesn't get much better. You know, we've got March Madness. We've got Major League Baseball really right around the corner. We say it each and every week, but it's really right around the corner now, more so than ever. So very excited about what's to come. In about a week or so from now, we got like 7 days and 8 hours or something like that, and some 27 minutes or something like that. I'm pretty close, I'm pretty sure. But bottom line is, Major League Baseball, literally right around the corner now, John.
Yep, I've got a countdown going here, and it's 7 days and 8 hours and change. You're right on with your calculation. And always interesting to see the last week of spring training for those guys that are kind of battling it for those last jobs. But I think everybody's ready for the regular season now, so it'll be nice to get it underway, and a true sign that spring is here.
I agree 100%. What have you seen from Russell Wilson? You impressed at all with this kid, or is he just a football player and, you know, he shouldn't even think about going out there and being on a baseball field?
Well, I wasn't at the game, so all I've seen is the highlights, but I saw he hit a pretty long home run in batting practice yesterday for the Rangers, and he did play college baseball and was drafted, I think, by Colorado.
Yes.
As a baseball player, and then subsequently either traded to or drafted by Texas. So, you know, he's one of those two-sport athletes that actually does belong in a second camp, and who knows whether he could have made it as a baseball player. We will never know, but certainly as his second sport, he certainly plays a second sport better than most professional athletes would. They're few and far between. You know, the Bo Jacksons of this world and the Deion Sanders are probably exceptions that are or were guys that could play two pro sports at top levels. But Wilson certainly hasn't embarrassed himself. And, you know, John Elway was a pretty good baseball player, played in the minors for the Yankees for two or three summers while he was in college. And Damon Allen, who was a great quarterback in the Canadian Football League, played in the Pirates system for a while. So, you know, let's discount Michael Jordan, because I think to some extent that was a bit of a publicity stunt. But lots of players have played two sports, but Wilson certainly seems to be one of the better ones, for sure.
Well, yeah, John, you know that baseball really might be what Russell Wilson has to attribute to his football success, because he had to leave North Carolina State because they wouldn't let him play. You know, they wouldn't let him play with the Rockies and miss spring practice. So he said, you know, with the college transfer rules and the graduate transfer rules, he was able to be a free agent in college football, find a great fit for himself with Brett Bielema and the University of Wisconsin, and his 1 year at Wisconsin probably really put him on the NFL radar, which led him to go into Seattle, which is another perfect fit for him. And, you know, and Super Bowl and, you know, a Super Bowl and a runner-up appearance later, here's Russell Wilson having fun at Texas Rangers camp. I think it's great.
Yeah, so do I. And unlike the other celebrity appearances that we've talked about in the last few weeks, I think this one is a wee bit more legit and believable and understandable.
Yeah, I mean, look, Russell Wilson, we know what he does on that football field. And I'll tell you what, we know how spectacular of an athlete he is all around. So who's to say this guy can't be a baseball guy when you really think about it? All he's done is prove people wrong. I mean, that's what this guy does. When you tell him he can't do something, he goes out there and he performs and he beats you. So I give a lot of credit to Russell Wilson for going out there and showing us what he's all about. John, can you hang tight for us for a little bit? Obviously, we hear the music. We got to take a quick pause for the cause, but I'd like it if you could stick around a little bit and keep rapping with us about what's going on in Major League Baseball or what's to come here pretty soon. Is that okay?
That's fine. Not a problem. I'm on vacation, so my time is limitless.
Sounds good. John Poulter, a professor of sports, joining us. Keep it close, everybody. We'll be right back with more from John Poulter about what's going on in Major League Baseball, and we're going to try to sneak in a little bit of hockey, too. So keep it close. It's Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
This is Bart Shore, and I want to invite you to visit InternetFM.com. This great site has online stations streaming rock music 24/7, hundreds of podcasts with on-demand music, sports, and talk programs. Also get daily features, music news, and useful links. Our radio stations have limited or no commercials at all. InternetFM.com. It's totally free. No sign-up required. If you love music, then InternetFM.com is for you. Also on Facebook at InternetFM.
The screen on a faucet aerator traps all kinds of debris, from rust particles to calcium deposits. This is Danny Lifford with tips for today's homeowner. Stay tuned and we'll talk about cleaning out all that gunk right after this.
Can you use a little help from Danny and his crew to tackle your honeydew list? One lucky person will get just that. Danny and the gang will come to your place for a day to help you take care of those repairs that have been piling up. Enter now at todayshomeowner.com/windanny. Brought to you by Today's Homeowner, Tite Bond, Leviton, and Brown. No purchase necessary. Open to legal residents of the United States 21 years of age or older. Void where prohibited. Promotion ends 3/22/15. For official rules and complete details, visit todayshomeowner.com/rules.
You turn on a faucet and all you get is a trickle of water. The problem might not be your faucet, but the aerator, which is located on the end of the spout. It mixes air into the water stream to provide an even splash-free flow. The screen on the outside of the aerator also traps all kinds of rust particles and calcium deposits, gradually cutting down the flow of the water to just a dribble. Fortunately, the solution is an easy one. First, unscrew the aerator. If you can't loosen it by hand, wrap it with masking tape to protect the surface and then use a pair of pliers to get a solid grip. Once it's off, soak it in white vinegar for an hour or two to dissolve the gunk, giving it a good rinse, and screw it back in place. I'm Danny Lippard with tips for today's homeowner.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like they did for these Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can have your website built for free and up and running in as little as 7 days. Plus, promote your site on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call now to get your website built for free. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call 855-254-SITE, 855-254-SITE. 855-254-7483 or go to web.com/radio. There is no upfront charge for building the website, after which the ongoing fee applies. Rights to the website are relinquished upon cancellation unless otherwise purchased.
Hello, Joe. What do you know?
We need a hit, so here I go.
On sports, a little oldie but goodie there for you. I believe, if I'm not mistaken, Les Brown and his orchestra That was for you, John, just so you know, man. John Poulter, professor of sports, hanging out with us, talking baseball. And we will get into a little bit of hockey because that's pretty exciting at this point, too, as the races are definitely heating up there. But about a week or so before we get into Major League Baseball for the real stuff, who right now, I mean, look, if you can't really take too much into what's going on in you know, spring training ball, but you don't want to be really awful like San Francisco is, do you? I mean, that doesn't bode well for them going into the regular season. If you come in with a record, again, I know these don't mean anything, but 8-19, this is not what you'd expect from San Francisco, is it?
No, it's not. I think the important thing in spring training is sort of driven by two things. It's driven by what the team expects to achieve in terms of its roster, i.e. how many spots are open, and that can differ from team to team. What I think is constant throughout all teams is that they want to build some momentum, and obviously 8-19 isn't where you want to be, but
No. Let's
be honest, if we looked at the Giants roster, we could probably tell you 23 of those 25 players before they even take the field on the 1st of March.
Oh, no, absolutely, but at the same time, you like we were talking about, look, it's one thing to be like, 10-14 or whatever that is, but it's another thing to be 8-19, and again, I know these mean nothing. I know that, and I know guys are playing that won't be playing during the regular season, but there is a certain mojo that you have and a certain way that you want to go about things, and at this point, you know, the Giants are definitely struggling, and I know it's early, but a week away, they got to be thinking about what's to come for them this season when we know how good that team can be.
Yeah, I'd be concerned if I was the Giants. I don't think I would be worried because you know that the 25 guys that make up that roster have been there before. We're not talking about a bunch of 19-year-old kids that are down in the dumps because they've had a bad spring. But I agree with you. Momentum is key. But, I mean, the Tigers are in exactly the same spot. I mean, here are the Tigers, 10-16.
Yeah.
That's the team that Martinez and Cabrera – have only just come back this week, so we haven't seen the real Tigers on the field that we're going to see come next week when the season opens. But, I think it's important that you get your confidence and you get your timing and play very well in spring training, certainly the last week when most of the regulars are playing, because we're now at that spot where, with the one or two exceptions, like maybe guys competing for the fifth starter spot and those kinds of things, you're generally looking at the guys that are going to open the season for you.
Hey, John, is there anything to this every other year thing with San Francisco? I know it's happened three times now. You know, kind of expect the regression. You know, not that the spring training record is any indication of it, because you just don't play those games to win. So I brush that completely to the side. But, you know, does San Francisco do things in their title years? Do they make an extra trade? Do they call a prospect up too soon? Is there something to the reason that they that they're on the pedestal in the odd years, and then in the even years, and then in the odd years, they have disappointing seasons, whether it's injury. You know, do we overwork our pitching staff when we're in a pennant race? Is there anything to that?
I haven't really looked at it, Jeff, from that aspect. It would be an interesting thing to look at. My personal feeling is that they're like every other team in sports these days, where everything is so competitive and there's a lot of parity. And I think that perhaps there's a slight bit of complacency sets in after you win a title. And you couple that with the fact that every other team in the league is gunning for you because you are the champion. There's always going to be a little bit of a fall off, especially if you're a team that has perhaps overachieved a little bit in the year that you've won the championship. And while the Giants have played well in the three seasons that they have won, they've played well in the postseason. Their regular seasons have not been dominant. In fact, I think on two occasions they've
been the wild card
spot.
Yeah.
So That will tell you that, you know, they haven't played all that superbly for 162 games. They've played well enough to get in, and then they've played super well when it really mattered. So, you know, maybe that's part of it too. But that's an interesting question to take a look at and see if there's been any key acquisitions. I know in 2010, Hunter Pence, I guess, would be the key acquisition there. And obviously last year it was pitching that got them through. So it would be an interesting thing to look at. If I have some time this week, I'll take a spin at that and see what I can come up with.
Hey, John, let me throw a couple things at you. And by the way, we're talking to John Poulter, our professor of sports, Major League Baseball. We're going to shift into some hockey before we let you run, too. But I do have a couple things to throw at you about some teams here, at least something that's intriguing to me. You know, the Dodgers made a lot of interesting moves. I don't know if they were necessarily great moves, but, you know, we're spring training isn't that important. However, you do want to have a little momentum. You do want to be playing well, at least this week, like you said, the week before you get into things. Dodgers are doing all right, to be honest with you. Are you somewhat surprised at them? And then on the other hand, Kansas City, we talked about just a moment ago, we talked about, you know, teams being, you know, back in their form and whatnot. Do you believe in Kansas City? Is this not an aberration? Is this team for real? Could they be around for year after year?
Well, they certainly have a chance. You know, they've built that team the right way. I think the key thing there is with Kansas City is going to be how they deal with the loss of James Shields. Shields didn't play superbly in the playoffs or the postseason, but he had a great regular season, and he did what they brought him in to do. And realistically, he hasn't been replaced either numerically anywhere on the team and certainly not on the pitching staff. So I think it's going to be very interesting to see if somebody can step up and assume that leadership role with the pitching staff over the next little while. And that's a very competitive division. So, you know, they also maybe, with the exception of Minnesota, I think every team in that division believes that they have the ability to win that division. So
sure.
I think that's going to be a key factor for Kansas City. But they're certainly young enough. They got a lot of confidence last year. There's a lot of good young talent on that ball club, and it's well managed both in the front office and on the field. So, you know, could it happen? Yes, it could. I see the Tigers taking a bit of a step back. In terms of the Dodgers, you know, they're a situation. They're almost Yankees West now. You know, they're almost at the point now where they just throw money around like it's water. I think their biggest concern right now, from what I understand, is that third starter spot. I understand that Ryu is complaining again of either upper arm stiffness or shoulder stiffness that they thought would work out over the wintertime and with some rest. And I understand from yesterday that he's now doubtful for opening day. So does that mean that the Dodgers might be looking for another starting pitcher? And if that's the case, you know, who are the likely candidates? I guess McCarthy and Anderson could both kind of step up one rung in the rotation, and then they'd be looking for a fifth guy, which you generally don't need all that often in the first 30 days of the season. But starting pitching carries a team a long, long way, and you can't rely on Kershaw and Greinke for 100% of your pitching. So I think that's going to be a key from the Dodgers' standpoint. How do Kendrick and Rollins fit in as new guys? Will be interesting. I think Peterson in center field is going to be an interesting situation as well. You know, they gave up a couple of good, strong outfielders over the course of the winter to make some deals. So the Dodgers are kind of remodeled, but they've always got that checkbook. So I think that at the end of the day, they're going to be good. They'll battle the Giants, I think, for first and second in that division. I think San Diego is a very, very close third, but I think the Dodgers and the Giants will continue to be the 1 and 1A in that NL West.
Yeah, it'll be interesting with what the Padres did, obviously, in the offseason. Made a ton of moves, spent a lot of money, and something that we're not really accustomed to seeing them do. They definitely want to compete, and they made a statement, so we'll see how it all shakes out for him. Hey, Jeff, do you have anything else for him in Major League Baseball? Otherwise, I want to switch gears and go some NHL for a couple minutes.
John, real quick, what Pittsburgh has going? They've been in the hunt the last couple of years. Is that sustainable over the in the not too distant future?
Sorry, was that Pittsburgh?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it's sustainable, Jeff, simply because of some of the good young talent they have. I think they're going to miss the game calling of Russell Martin. It's going to be interesting to find out just how important he was, and I guess we're going to see that on the other end with how he improves the Blue Jays' game calling. As long as you've got a player like McCutchen playing center field, you know, you're going to do well. Again, that's another tight division, and all five teams, I think, in that division now believe that they have the stuff to win. So that could be a very good race right down to the end. Every team's got a couple of question marks, but every team's got a lot of good, solid players, too. So we could see a very tight race in that division.
Hey, John, speaking of tight races, NHL hockey is pretty spectacular at this moment. You know, you don't have a lot of separation at the top with the Montreals, with the Rangers, with Nashville, with Anaheim. Those guys are all battling, obviously, for key positioning, but it's pretty close behind them, too. I mean, this is getting down to the nitty-gritty, isn't it?
Yeah, very close. Looked at the standings this morning. Approximately 2 weeks to play, which is somewhere between 6 and 8 games, depending on which team you're looking at. Only 4 teams have confirmed playoff spots, the Rangers, the Canadiens, Anaheim, and Nashville, and only 5 teams are mathematically eliminated, although I think it's pretty safe to say that there's probably 5 other teams that realistically aren't going to get there. There's a couple of tight races for playoff spots, and I think realistically we got to look at one race in the East and one race in the West, and that's for the 8th spot. Los Angeles and Calgary keep kind of flip-flopping depending on who's got the game in hand, but Dallas has been making a push the last couple of weeks. They're now only 4 points out of a playoff spot. And in the East, Boston and Ottawa are going through the same thing depending on who's got the game in hand. Boston's ahead right now by a point, but Ottawa has a game in hand, and Florida's going to make some noise before this is over. They're only 4 points out. So I think that's going to get very tight, and you know, the other team that's been super hot in the last little while is the Minnesota Wild. I mean, in the last 30-some-odd games, they've come from about 11th or 12th place. They're now in 4th place in the Western Conference, 8-2 in their last 10. They've won 5 in a row. They have played a couple more games than most of the teams in that division. So that's going to shake out rather interestingly. But one thing that I find really, really puzzling, and this is kind of a very intriguing stat, and that is that the Anaheim Ducks have won 40 games in regulation or overtime play, which means they've won at least 40 games winning by one goal. In all of those games, they are only plus 10. So that tells me that when they get beat big, and I'm not sure how I would feel as the coach going into a playoff series knowing that I'm only plus 10 over all of those games having won 40 games. I think I'd be a little bit scared if I couldn't stop the puck in the postseason. So I think that's something the Ducks have to work on. But it's going to get very tight at the top both times, both divisions. And to your point, yeah, we're in for an exciting 3 weeks of hockey.
Hey, John, as always, great stuff. Really appreciate it. I'm definitely going to give you a call. If you could, do me a favor, shoot me a message with your phone number one more time, and then I'll get to you. If not today, for sure I'll get to you tomorrow.
Yeah,
but
no problem.
As always, man, great stuff. Really appreciate it, and we'll catch up with you next week.
Yeah, my pleasure as always. Take care, and look forward to chatting next week.
Sounds great. John Poulter, professor of sports, breaking down Major League Baseball and NHL hockey. Keep it close. Jeff and I will be back to wrap it up. It is Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
We all know healthcare has changed drastically. It's quite the puzzle to sort through your options and find a health insurance plan that's affordable and maximizes your benefits. And you're now required by law to have health insurance, or you may pay a tax penalty. So let the Health Markets Insurance Agency help you. They offer plans from over 120 different companies and can even help you obtain government subsidies. Let them do all the research for you and show you how affordable health insurance can be, a service that's at no extra cost to you. Call now and learn your options to find affordable health insurance. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242.
800-614-1242, 800-614-1242.
Health Markets Insurance Agency is a DBA or assumed name of Inspire Insurance Solutions, Inc., which is a licensed insurance agency in all 50 states and D.C. Not all agents are licensed to sell all products. Service availability varies by state.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Alrighty, welcome back. Final segment of this hour here on Dorf on Sports and the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Gotta thank my man John Poulter. Does a great job breaking down Major League Baseball and NHL hockey for us. And then obviously I gotta thank you, Jeff, for hanging out with me as you do each and every week for a couple hours. I really do appreciate it, just so you know, man. And I'm sorry that I couldn't get out there with you guys for that baseball game, but I work too much on Sundays, man. It's like I started here at 8 in the morning with you, and then I'm done working at 6 o'clock at night. So it doesn't give me a lot of time to get out and enjoy myself on Sundays. But one of these days, man, we will definitely get out and catch up again. So did you have a good time, by the way, or no?
Oh, yeah, it was a great time. You know, a lot of home runs out of that Maryvale ballpark in the White Sox-Brewers game. Ryan Braun goes deep, and you know you of course get the little cracks, you know, especially one from our own John Poulter there. But you know, for the mostly, it's to a rousing applause. I think in the Midwest, a lot of fans root for the name on the front of the jersey rather than the name on the back, and they forgive and they forget. And you know, I think that in Milwaukee, Green Bay, the fans move on; they don't hold grudges, and I think that's what makes it such a great place to be from, to be a sports fan from.
Agree with you 100%, man. You know, look, it's all about getting second chances, third chances, whatever it is. We've given them to many other people. So, you know what? Bronny is just a guy that made a mistake and at this point ready to give back, and hopefully the Brewers are too. But keep it close, man. You're going to stick around for another hour, aren't you?
I am.
Sounds great. So, on the horizon, Fred Wallen from Los Angeles, California. I'm sure he'll have a lot of negative things to say today about Steve and his young boy and the UCLA Bruins, but we'll keep it real with him. It is Dorf on Sports. You're hanging out right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. We'll be right back in just a few, everybody. Keep it close.